This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda urges to find alternatives for future development. Parliamentarians insist on providing quality education from government educational institutions. And U.S. soldier held by North Korea after crossing the border. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the current development trend should be abandoned because the infrastructure built will not last and scarce resources will not be properly utilized. While addressing the 61st anniversary program of the Nepal Engineers Association held in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal said that the development budget should be spent on time, abandoning the trend of slow development. He mentioned that since the government has fewer resources for development, private sector investment is necessary and foreign investment should be brought in. Prime Minister Dahal instructed the engineers involved in the development to start the development projects in the budget every year and complete quality work on time. Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that the time has come for the whole country to take serious initiatives towards creating jobs and opportunities in the country by stopping the threat of intellectual migration. The government has decided to publish a notice regarding waiver and amendment in the fees for company registration and capital increment. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, informed a meeting of the cabinet at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar, this morning took the decision. The meeting also approved Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's upcoming visit to participate in the United Nations Food System 2023 stock-taking moment to be organized by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization in its headquarters in Italy. The meeting decided that Prime Minister Dahal-led Nepali delegation will comprise Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Dr. Beduram Bhusal, and others. Minister Sharma informed that the government has appointed Dr. Rabi Malla as the executive committee member of the Mater Gangalal National Heart Center. Dr. Malla has been serving the hospital as a medical person. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Ashok Kumar Rai, has said that the government has given priority to filling the gaps in the laws and regulations in the education sector. At the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives held at Singhadarbar today, Minister Rai informed that the draft of School Education Act is currently under consideration in the Council of Ministers. He said that the lack of physical infrastructure and manpower in education is not only the problem, but the lack of quality in education is the mindset and thinking. Minister for Finance Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat has urged Indian investors for spurring investment in Nepal with confidence, as Nepal is a fertile land from investment and returns perspectives. The Ministry of Finance informed in its address to a program hosted by the Gujarat Chamber of Commerce of India in Gujarat yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Malt Mahat called for Indian investors to flow investment in Nepal. Finance Minister Dr. Mahat urged the Indian business community to confidently make investments, as there is no trouble at the policy level in returning the yields to their home country. Dr. Mahat went on to say that there are abundant opportunities for investment in agricultural enterprises, information technology and tourism, besides energy production. At the program, officials of the Foreign Finance Ministry and the New Delhi-based Nepali Embassy briefed the Indian business community about the scope and potential of investment in Nepal. CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has left for Cambodia. UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam informed a six-member team led by Chair Oli left for Cambodia last night to observe the election to be held there. The delegation comprises Oli's spouse Radhika Sakye, the party's Deputy General Secretary Bishnu Rimal, and Oli's personal secretary Rajesh Bajracharya. Chair Oli is scheduled to return home on July 24th. National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center has said an earthquake measuring 4 on the Richter scale with its epicenter at Mirsa struck the Kaski district at 9:53 a.m. today. According to the center, an earthquake measuring 4.6 on the Richter scale occurred in Humla on July 13 with its epicenter at Kalika. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korea is reported to have detained a serving U.S. Army soldier who crossed a heavily fortified border from South Korea without permission. The man was on an organized tour of the UN-run zone dividing the two countries. A senior U.S. commander said there had been no contact with the soldier. Hours after the soldier's detention, North Korea launched two suspected ballistic missiles into the nearby sea. The missile launch, which has been confirmed by South Korea's military, comes as tensions run high on the Korean Peninsula. There has been no suggestion that the launch is tied to the soldier's detention. It is unclear if the man has defected to North Korea or hopes to return. There has been no words yet from the North. The United Nations Command, which operates the demilitarized zone and joint security area, said earlier its team had made contact with North Korean military to try to negotiate his release. Large swaths of southern Europe continue to swelter in record heat as wildfire rages across the continent. Temperatures hit a high of 46.3 degrees Celsius in Sicily on Tuesday, and crews battled fires in Greece and Swiss Alps. Most of Italy's major cities are on red alert, meaning their extreme heat carries a health risk to everybody, not just vulnerable groups. Scientists say climate change is making heat waves longer, more intense, and more frequent. Across the world, millions of people are being impacted by extreme weather, from soaring temperatures in the US and China to heavy rainfall in East Asia. The World Meteorological Organization said heat waves will become more severe in the years ahead, and that extreme weather patterns highlight the need for more climate action. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places of hilly regions of the country and in one or two places of the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province and at a few places of Gandaki and Lumbini province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 28.7 degrees Celsius with 2.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda urges to find alternatives for future development. Parliamentarians insist on providing quality education from government educational institutions. And U.S. soldier held by North Korea after crossing the border. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.